This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which has removed animal welfare inspection reports and some enforcement records from its websites. Advocacy groups, journalists, and other members of the public have used the information to track abuses by, for instance, animal testing labs or commercial dog and horse breeders. This may or may not be temporary. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The head of the Humane Society of the United States, Wayne Pacelli, says the group often used the now-removed USDA reports to track animal rights abuses.
We assembled information about the worst operators of puppy mills, people who are violating the Federal Horse Protection Act.
Pacelli says taking down some of that information violates a settlement between the USDA and the Humane Society over public access to Animal Welfare Act reports. He's prepared to take legal action. Mindy Patterson advocates for commercial animal interests with the Cavalry Group. She says animal rights groups take the USDA inspection reports out of context.
They are opposed to anyone making a living raising breeding animals.
On its website, the Humane Society calls responsible breeders vital partners. The USDA cited privacy and other laws in removing inspection reports and other documents from its website. It said they can still be sought through Freedom of Information Act requests, though that process can be lengthy. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.